But humans have not only taken from the oceans, we've also been exploring them and charting them for thousands of years. One of the final realms to be explored was the deep sea. The practicalities of air supply and the huge pressures deep sea vessels have to withstand meant that the first major expeditions to the depths of the ocean only came about in the mid-20th century. The deep sea submersible Alvin was one of the first vehicles used for such an expedition.
The Alvin was commissioned in June of 1964 and made its first dive soon after that.
Kurt Utes from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, where Alvin was developed.
It was originally a vehicle that would go down 2,400 meters and take three people, one pilot and two scientists or observers. So it's been operating for over 46 years and 4,664 dives. It still takes three people down, one pilot and two observers or scientists. And we're extended its reach from 2,400 meters to 4,500 meters. And the project now is we're extending its reach down to 6,500 meters deep, which at 6,500 meters, that's 98% of the ocean floor we'll be able to explore.
And what's it like to undergo one of the dives? Well, cramped is probably the word. Whilst Alvin is around 7 meters, that's over 20 feet long, the sphere that carries the people is much smaller.
The sphere is about 7 feet in diameter, and it's about half full of electronics and oxygen bottles and CO2 removal equipment. And then there's one pilot seat and two very low, long chairs along the very bottom of the sphere where the two scientists sit. And if you were going on a dive, the next morning, we usually dive from 8 to 5. You'd get inside the vehicle through the hatch on the deck of the ship, and then they close the hatch, and the crane lifts you into the water in less than 1 minute, and you're released. You're completely independent of the ship. There's no tether line. And when they take you down, the pilot takes you down, generally the lights are turned off or down because they're trying to conserve energy on the batteries. And to get down to 4,500 meters is about 2.25 hours.
And after that 2.25 hour descent, the team can expect to spend between 5 and 6 hours making observations through the tiny reinforced windows and taking samples using the manipulating arms. And it's that direct interaction with the deep sea environment that Kurt believes makes Alvin so special.
The benefit is having a face-to-face interaction with the sea bottom. The benefit for science there is your perspective of what's going on. You could drive your vehicle by looking at a computer monitor, but looking out the windshield gives you a much better and safer perspective. And that's where the Alvin is. Being able to look out the windows or the viewports of the vehicle to exactly what is on the bottom and you're seeing it with your own eyes gives you a better perspective. You can respond to what you thought you wanted when you went down, and now you see the real situation. It's a little bit different than looking at it on a two-dimensional screen.
Alvin has been instrumental in improving our understanding of deep-sea environments, like the toxic yet incredibly diverse hydrothermal vent systems, as well as taking one of the first trips to see the wreck of the Titanic.